Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Hi, I'm Alan.
I'm Tong.
Today, we'll be reading a short story with a basic science message.
Ryan had just finished his rounds and stood in front of the elevator on the way to the operating theatre. He was looking forward to operating on a challenging stomach cancer. The elevator had just pinged when he heard a voice.
Doctor, may I ask you about a case?
Ryan turned around. In front stood a zealous medical student hoping to get his logbook signed. Ryan didn't really have the time, but hey, as chief resident in surgery, he had some teaching responsibilities. What's your name? He asked.
John.
Okay, John, make it quick. John began rattling off the full patient history.
This patient is a 46-year-old Chinese policeman. He presents with a pain in the right upper abdomen. I thought he probably has gallstones, but he also has a long background of Crohn's disease. The symptoms don't fit with Crohn's disease, but I don't like to make a second diagnosis.
Maybe he does have gallstones. Does he have any risk factors? Asked Ryan briskly. John was taken aback for a second, trying hard to remain calm. Right, the 5 F's, he thought. Female, fat, fertile, fair, and 40. John was about to blurt the magical F words when he realized the male policeman had almost none of these risk factors. He panicked, sweat rolling down his cheeks, as his silence became longer and longer. Ryan asked a little more kindly, "Maybe Crohn's can lead to gallstone formation?" John hung his head. Crohn's disease is a form of an inflammatory bowel disease that can affect any part of your GI tract, from the mouth to the anus. Crohn's can cause a severe ileitis. What's absorbed in the ileum?
Vitamin B12? Asked John, knowing fully well that that wasn't the correct answer.
Well, of course, B12 is absorbed in the terminal ileum, but the B12 has nothing to do with gallstones, said Ryan a little curtly. When John looked blank, Ryan continued, "Have you thought of bile salts?" Bile salts? John didn't know where bile salts fit in, but he did know about them.
You mean like sodium tauracolate and sodium colate and so on?
Yes. Any others?
I can't think of any.
Well, what will happen if the bile salts are not absorbed?
I know this, exclaimed John, seeing the light.
Go on then, Dr. Ryan replied.
Bile salts are expelled into the duodenum in the bowel and are reabsorbed in the ileum, John explained.
And what happens if there's extensive Crohn's ileitis?
Because of the ileal inflammation, bile salts are not reabsorbed effectively. The bile acid pool decreases, and the bile acid to cholesterol ratio in your biliary system decreases, leading to the precipitation of cholesterol stones.
Similarly, the ileum is responsible for absorption of fat. Thus, patients with Crohn's tends to be deficient in vitamins A, D, E, and K, added Ryan, turning away.
Can I get my logbook signed?
Asked John hopefully. I think you need to read up on the names of the other bile salts, don't you?
Yes, of course, said John, faking a smile as Ryan walked off.
To summarize, diseases of the terminal ileum, such as in Crohn's disease, can cause not only malabsorption of nutrients, but also disrupt the enterohepatic circulation, resulting in gallstones.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again in the next episode.